Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your hosts, Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne.
Shooter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's a winner! That's a winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
The best guests, the best insight.
Lofton with his team down by two, to the corner, Caputo! No good! And it's over! St. Louis is going dancing!
All backed by over 40 combined years of covering the biggest events in St. Louis sports.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots, and it's in.
Let's
they
go.
Score! It's the St. Louisan, Pat Maroon. Bring out the Zamboni. Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders, and he sends them to the conference finals.
Now, here are Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.
Andy Candy is in the house. Hollywood Casino Press Box. What a program we have lined up. Frank and Martin with Andy Strickland and Charles Toon Edwards. But our star today is Andy Candy from Crown Candy fame. Thanks so much for being a part of the program.
How about this?
Thanks for having me.
You know, Andy Candy and Andy Hockey, all in the
how about
same
that? Right.
You know, we never believe that Charlie.
Good
you know how
point.
Many times he said he's picked up food from you, and he drops it off at his
all
friend's
you,
house, his family's house. It never makes its way to the station, so we appreciate you delivering it personally today so we can actually get a shake or a malt.
I'm the only one on this show that has delivered food from two barbecue places, then from the place in the county. I've had other, and I've had Crown Candy.
Doesn't even remember his own sponsor.
Does it have a name? Does it have a name?
And we had Cafe Napoli, a month or so ago.
I'm in the midst right now of, I'm doing a fast. This is like a 5-day fast.
Looks like you're about dead. Okay.
They get along really well, don't they, Andy?
So I'm actually eating. I got a window during the day when I eat, a window during the day that I don't eat. My wife makes this like drink I got to drink. It actually it doesn't taste bad at all.
What do you think, Charlie? So he's kind of transforming
healthy.
His body. He's a possible fitness.
What do you have?
All cut up.
I'm just trying to get all the toxins and everything that's bad in your body out of your body. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm like the exact opposite.
Right?
I'm trying to put all those toxins into my body.
Hey.
How many lunches
I can help you with that.
Are you serving on an unbelievable day? Lunch and dinner. I know you're...
Summertime, we'll probably serve 350, 400 lunches. Yeah.
On a typical summertime day.
Yeah, and like on a Saturday, it'll probably be more like 450, maybe 500.
Ooh.
And how about the line still wrapped around the corner when you go over there?
It's long, but not as long as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday's typically the busiest day of the week. Another couple weeks, the kids go back to school, and it falls off a cliff. It's a complete reversal of long lines. There'll be short lines inside, and that'll be it. Except on Saturday, it'll still be busy.
And you started at age... One, two, when did you start working there?
When I was 13, I started coming down and helping my dad make chocolate. My brother, Mike, taught me how to make ice cream. And then I learned, I just learned every job down there between 13 and now. Mm. So I've been there for, 43 years now doing that almost.
Some of the most famous people to walk into that building?
We've had like Tony Curtis, Marvin Hamlisch, Carol Channing, Bill Murray. A lot of the food people come by,
Food Network.
Like Ina Garten was in about a year ago. Adam Richman came in and did two shows with us. We've had our fair share of celebrities, but we're more of a local, everyman kind of place than a high profile celebrity kind of place.
I love the fact you didn't mention tuna. I mean, he mentions all the celebrities.
Oh, Tony Curtis, Charles
doesn't
tuna?
Even mention tuna
well,
that comes
come
in there.
And mention okay. My name that they've heard and come in and ask for free food sometimes.
Oh, I get that all the time. Charlie Tuna's, I said nope.
How about this? Is you're probably not huge on Facebook, right?
I'm not even on Facebook.
Okay, so listen to this. These Frank's food picks we do, they get between 20,000 and 40,000 hits on Facebook.
Mm.
Crown Candy, the all-time record holder at 215,000.
Wow.
The guy from The Beast, who's a great guy, says, I got the record 100. I said, well, we're going to Crown Candy next month.
You guys just
blew him away.
You just did my buddy, too. Vito's in the Valley. Of course, Vito's downtown.
He's a buddy of yours?
Vito LaFada, yes.
Oh,
and Gio,
that's my guy.
I've had him on Martin's show before, but he got shot at one time. We don't need to bring up that again. But you know, we actually brought him on live and did an exclusive interview on Martin's show at a different station.
What I like about Andy Candy is he's up early. He's having his coffee. He's like Kenny Wallace. You can kind of follow his day on Twitter. He's got coffee. He'll tell you if it's crowded or not, or if they've had some crappy customers, he'll let you know. And then by the end of the night, maybe there's a cigar and a tequila. I feel like we live through your Twitter account. We know exactly what you're up to.
I am a sharer, that's for sure.
Right.
Would you tell everybody your real name?
Pronounce it.
Karanzif. It's Greek. It's been altered a little bit between my grandfather coming to the country and the government changing it a little bit. Hmm. The proper pronunciation is Karanzif. Z-A-S on the end, but we've got a Z-I-E-F-F. Close enough, you know.
Was your dad born in Athens? Or
My grandfather was born in northern Greece in a town called Smyrtish, which was wiped out in World War I.
Wow.
And then, but my other grandfather and grandmother were born in Sicily, just outside of Palermo. Mm.
So you're half Italian, half Greek?
That is correct.
No baklava.
Can't beat that.
No baklava.
Oh, no. There's some baklava.
Is there?
From my Greek side of the family. My Aunt Patsy makes a mean baklava.
Does she?
Yeah.
You've never been tempted to put any, moussaka, pasticho
on
the menu?
No. We keep it simple. We just do what we know, and we do it well.
Moose who?
Moussaka.
This is the right guy. We talk city stories. We act like we know what's going on downtown, and we tell everybody to go downtown. You work there. You live there. There seems to be a lot of crime, but there seems to be a little bit of an uptick with downtown. You're hearing people moving back, squares bringing their headquarters, Build the Bear. What do you see city-wise? What's happening on your end?
It's a little bit perplexing because, on one standpoint, you hear about everybody tell you how terrible the city is and how, things are bad and all this. But yet you see all this growth. You see hotels being built. You see apartments being built. You see, businesses moving back downtown. There's a lot of positive. People like to focus on the negative, unfortunately.
I know, like Tuna, because he's afraid to go to the city. He's the only one in here that won't go to the city, as a matter of fact.
Is that true, Charlie?
Let the man finish talking. I come to Crown Candy.
That's my
Snooks remotes in the city.
That's true.
That's why I'm with Snooks. Finish up.
There's a lot of positive going on in the city. Absolutely. And I love the city. I grew up in the county, but I've lived most of my life in North St. Louis City, worked my entire life down there. There's progress. There's always going to be somebody who's not going to be happy. The people on the north side are upset about, all the money going to downtown or south side or the west, the west end. And I can understand that, but I also can understand that we need revenue generators because that's the one thing the city needs the most is more money because money will fix all of our problems, apparently. And so you've got to put money into where people are going to go and spend money and pay taxes, and that's downtown. That's certain areas, but the north side does need some love, and we're starting to get that.
Is NGA going to help? Are you close enough to NGA that
I'm eight blocks away,
so they could be doing lunches and such?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to feeding construction workers for the next 5 years. That's what I'm looking forward to. Because I know those guys like to eat, and it's going to be great. They'll be driving past my front doors every day. So that's my wheelhouse, when they start is just
but your neighborhood has been upgraded the past 2 or 3 years. Your neighborhood,
it's slow. The Ameren's been in the neighborhood doing some work, improving the electrical grid. That's one thing I'm looking forward to. I think the NGA will definitely bring an upgrade to the infrastructure. And we need it. If you drive around, some of these places haven't been upgraded in 30, 40 years.
You live where?
I lived above my business right there at 1417.
How often?
It's amazing.
And how close have you ever been to moving the thing out west to a safer area? And I'm sure there have been opportunities, or you could have created opportunities. Crown Candy would come here, boom, everybody would love it.
Well, I'm going to go back to when my father was running the business, and he would have people constantly taking runs at him. Whether it was Frontenac or Clayton, Laclede Landing, St. Charles County, St. Charles City, he had a lot of people coming at him because, at that point in time, the city was really in a pretty good state of decline. Yeah, but my dad always said, this is our home, this is where we belong, and this is where we're going to stay. So that's always stuck in my head. And even now, it gets frustrating sometimes because, business is good. It's not what it used to be, but it's still good. people will send us stuff, or people will come in or and say, we've got a perfect property for you if you're looking to get out of the city. And I'm like, nope, I'm done. I'm staying right here. You know, I'm 55 years old. You know, I'm not up for anything like that. I'm just up for taking care of my business and my neighborhood and my customers.
I got a lot of respect for you for doing that, because I think most people would say, you know what, I'm not going to stick it out here. I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to go to a different environment maybe that's going to be. I mean, he used the word safer. I don't always like to use that, because it provides it a, you know, the idea that the city of St. Louis is unsafe, when that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not. And that's do we have crime? Yeah, absolutely we've got crime. But last time I checked, none of us live in a perfect world. Mm-hmm. You know, the neighborhoods we're in.
Charlie.
My buddy who lives in Chesterfield just had both his cars stolen out of his driveway. Yeah, in Chesterfield.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It isn't, you know, we don't have a monopoly
same time
on this.
Yeah, but...
What kind of car was it?
It wasn't a 1983 Porsche. So you are off the hook. Yeah.
Andy has a... why don't you review Charlie's car for us?
Well, now it has a Ford Focus windshield. They put the wrong windshield on. But it's got the cracked dash. Yeah. Maybe some Chevy rims.
Sure.
It's just kind of like he just kind of built it together.
Fuzzy
like,
dice hanging you know, from the mirror.
He's got a Crown air freshener in the background. In the
Andy
back
knows
seat.
What I drive.
He
Andy
does.
Candy. That's my guy.
The one thing, when you go to Crown Candy, there's almost always police officers having lunch. Now, a lot of businesses over the years will feed them for free because you want them in there. Is that your policy?
No.
I was going to say that could get expensive.
Do they eat for free?
No.
They don't?
No.
Now, we on Grand Avenue, we fed all the cops for free.
Did
that
you?
That got tough at the end.
Well, that's my father said. You can't give it away because they'll eat you out of house and home. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of freeloaders. And if they hear it free, they're going to be there.
You know what the policeman did about 4 or 5 years ago? Your brother passed. And on the way back from the cemetery, we drove by Crown Canyon. It was unbelievable. There must have been 100 cops that saluted your brother out of respect for you. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was an incredible moment. It really was. Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. You have an unreal relationship with the police, though. And if I would imagine if something were to ever go down, they will be there. You have enough emergency phone numbers to get them there within about 45 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's different.
They look out for you, though, right?
It's a different world because there's not as many policemen, and there's more ground to cover. And so we're, you know, are they around? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, are they camped out there? No. I mean, I can go back 40 years when the record was 22 policemen in Crowns. You know, but they were from all over. There were homicide. There was, juvenile. There was, you know, detectives. You know, but those days are gone. I mean, these guys are all out there, and these ladies are out there working their tails off. So they come in, they get stuff to go. You know, but they're around. And yeah, unfortunately, if I ever have to do call 911, which is more for people falling out because standing in line or something like that. But you know, not very often for anything else. They're in a hurry, you know, but you know, it's just, but that's their job. They're supposed to, you know, take care of, you know, the public and the community.
I know you ran for mayor kind of. What was that about? Was that just to get Crown Candy some pub? Cause it worked.
Yeah. For the most part. I mean, I literally was driving back from the bank and I at the time knew there were no Republicans running for the mayor of St. Louis. And I thought, you know, this $1,318 might be some well spent advertising. So I applied or I signed up to, you know, run for mayor. And I think shortly afterwards, another gentleman ran in, walked in, Andrew Jones, and he really wanted to be mayor, which kind of threw my game off a little bit because I was kind of hoping to make it all the way to the general election. But it was great.
How many votes did you get? You remember?
399.
Wow.
Nice.
You know, and that was...
For not even trying, that's pretty good.
Not even for telling don't vote for me.
What if you would have won?
My wife would have had to be mayor.
She would have had to be mayor.
Yeah, and I'd have been hiding under the
Where desk. Do I get one of those T-shirts you have on?
They're going to be ready again for hockey season.
Okay, so you're all out now.
Yeah.
I need like seven. I'm leaving town in 2 weeks. I need like 7 or 8. Can we have an advanced order? Is that possible?
I'd have to talk to Sherry about that.
If you would have won, though, you may have been indicted in some kind of voting scam about, you know, buying people off with shakes and BLTs and everything. You could have bought all of us off, I'm sure.
Well, there's a gray area there, I'd like to think, I hope.
And you guys close every day. For people who've never been, it's St. Louis Avenue. We're talking about 3 blocks north of the Dome, loosely, something around.
No, we're about a mile and a half north of the Arch and 4 blocks west of Highway 70. Yeah, you know,
David Crockett over here.
You know,
no, but
I
from mean, the dome, I'm giving
get your
people
MapQuest out.
No, from the dome, I'm saying it's not far from the dome.
It's
if you're trying to get
little,
a visual,
yeah, it's a little over a mile probably
from the dome.
Yeah,
on St. Louis Avenue. When do you close every day?
We close at 8 p.m. The kitchen closes at 7:30, and we're closed on Sundays. That's our mental health day.
Mm. And that's a big cigar day.
Thank you for supporting me, and there's another gentleman you support also. Thank you for all the years for supporting me.
Who's the other gentleman?
Bernie Miklas.
Okay.
You can say his name, Charlie. It's okay.
I'm blessed. I mean, my father taught me a long time ago, you need to take care of the media.
We have one more question. Why do you take care of Charlie?
I get results, son.
We'll have to wait for Charlie to leave the room.
I want to know what the tuna shake is. It literally says on top, it's pink, and it says tuna.
It's on part of my ad. He's got a tuna shake sandwich as well.
Charlie's a creature of habit. You may find it hard to believe, but he drinks the cherry malt and a chili tamale. That's what he gets when he comes to Crowns after he, you know, gives his order for all of his friends at the radio station he feeds.
Right. Cherry malt.
All the candy I get, too, now. I get candy.
You do. You do buy a lot of chocolate, so I figure you're very...
They love me.
Does he like the white chocolate?
No.
Just does he wait in line? Does he wait in line on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, I know how to get through.
He waits in line. I look up and I give him the look. He knows.
Strictly don't wait.
I know. No, I come through the side door.
And what'd you bring today, young man?
You got 2 BLTs, 2 turkey bacon melts, 2 Reubens, which is my favorite sandwich at Crowns. 2 chili tamales, some chocolate malts, vanilla malts, cherry malt for tuna, and a black cherry malt for somebody who would like to fight over that.
Very nice.
May save that till like 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. Andy, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, no problem.
Andy Candy from Crown Candy.
All right.
Hold on. My source of it, are you your rosary, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my guy, Jim Regna at Triad Bank just said Andy's a rosary grad.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yep.
Which is now Trinity.
Yeah.
Went from Rosary, Aquinas, and Mercy. Right.
Where'd you go to high school?
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.